So everyone's sharing today, so I will just share a little bit. It was funny when you texted me this verse, and I always love this verse because I always love to make sure my kids memorized it. And you'll know what it is when I read it. But it's just, it was just the way the Lord works in my life as my parents are aging and requiring more and more patience from me. So I just was very humbled about reading this verse in a perspective as a daughter and not a mother. So I'm beating my own head. But anyway, I'm reading from Ephesians 6, 1 through 3. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, so that it may all go well with you and that you may enjoy long life on the earth.
A mother tells a story about how her three young children love to get up early and watch the garbage truck. They love to get up early and watch the garbage truck. They love watching the garbage man empty the cans and then work the levers that cause the truck to, you know, compact the trash and stuff. And so they just really loved it. And so on the morning when their mother turned 35, their dad said to them, children, guess what today is? What makes today so special? And the little five-year-old rushed past his mother's outstretched arms and said, it's garbage day! It's garbage day! And, you know, sometimes, you know, we don't honor our mothers as well as we should. And so today, we want to honor our mothers. And the Bible tells us to. That verse that Karen just read says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for it is right. Honor your father and mother. And so we are told, we are commanded to honor our father and mother. It's not something we do if we feel like it. It doesn't even say they have to be a good parent. It still says to honor them. And it says it's the first commandment with a promise. All right? That it may go well with you and that you may enjoy long life on the earth. All right? Now, I think there's a reason for that, I think. Number one, if you obey your parents, of course it's going to go well with you. You know, it's going to go a lot better. You're not going to be in trouble all the time. They're not going to be sitting in your room. You know, they're not going to do all this stuff. And so it seems a lot better. And it also, you can enjoy a long life on the earth. Remember that saying that I brought you into this world, I can take you out? Okay. So, yes, you can enjoy a long life on the earth. And so that's what he says. Now, in Genesis chapter 3, verse 20, we read this. It says, and Adam called his wife's name Eve, because she would become the mother of all the living. And so every one of us here have an ancestor in common. All right? Every one of us has an ancestor in common, and that is Eve. We all came from Adam and from Eve. She was the mother of all the living. As a matter of fact, the Hebrew word that's translated Eve means life. And so all life sprung from her in a sense. And so today we honor all those who have brought life into this world, our mothers. And so a few things I want us to realize about honoring. We honor her because she gave us life. We honor her because she gave us my life. And I think we sometimes forget that fact. I thought that was an interesting quote about, you know, our mother is the only, we're the only person, or unless we have brothers and sisters, who've ever heard their heart from the inside, all right? I thought that was interesting because she brought all of us into the world. Each one of our mothers, she brought us into the world. She carried us for 9 months. 9 months. And, you know, at the beginning, a woman may not even know she's pregnant for a while, but then she does. And then things start to happen. Her body starts to change. And I remember Karen when she was pregnant with our kids, especially with Trent, because he was the biggest one. Weighed, what, 8'10", I think? And her belly was big. I mean, I'm sorry. Because there was a baby in there, okay? Sorry, dear. I didn't mean it that way. But anyhow, I'm going to be in trouble when I get home. But anyhow, but you know, because she's not very tall, so it was a lot of babies sticking out there. And I remember, how we have video of it. I'm not ever going to show it to you all because I'd really be dead then. But we have some video of just a couple of days before Trent was born, of Trent being, and he's just moving. Her whole belly's just going back and forth. And, you know, it's just one of those things that happens. And I noticed, though, even when Marissa was here last week, she had Trent put his hand on her belly one time because the baby was kicking. And, you know, that is something else. And so the mother carries us for 9 months. And then they go through the pain of childbirth to bring us into the world. You know, there is a certain amount of suffering in carrying a child. Now, I don't know personally, just having watched Karen go through three births, I can tell, you know, how that there's pain involved. And I'll never forget my roommate, when they had their first child, his wife, she was in the middle of labor, and she just grabs him, pulls him down, and says, "You did this to me." And anyhow, he wasn't sure he was going to get out of there alive. But anyhow, but there is a certain amount of pain that, you know, when we don't think about that, the pain that we brought our mother just coming in to this world. But you know what? Most moms will say it was worth it. You know, so much, God gives them gives moms a short memory when it comes to that, because, you know, they do it again. Most moms do it again if they can. And some go through it again many times. My mom, 7 more times after me. I was just so good, she just said, "I got to keep having more." Now, my youngest sister and I, we disagree on this. I say that I was so good, she was trying to get another one like me. Okay. But my sister said she stopped after her because she finally got what she wanted. But anyhow, I don't know. Anyhow, but the thing is, you know, moms say it's worth it. And so we honor our moms for giving us life. When in today's age, there are so many who don't, sadly. And so we should honor our moms because they said, "I'm going to give you life." And they brought us into this world. And then we honor her because she gave us love. It's one thing to bring us into this world. It's another thing to give us love. But our moms, for the most part, and I know Mike talked about some who don't, but hopefully all of us had moms who, she was the very first one to love us. The very first one, because she was usually the first one who knew we were even alive, knew that we were even there. She was the first one to know that. But when she looked into those babies' eyes the first time, when she looked, she just fell more in love with us. And her love never waned. Were there days that she probably didn't like us very well? Probably. I'm sure there were. But her love never waned. She loved us when we were unlovely. She loved us when we had dirty faces. You know, the dirty face I'm talking about with little kids when they got a cold. You know, and yet she loves us in spite of that. She loves us when we broke dishes. She loved us when we ruined clothes. She loved us when we disobeyed. She loved us no matter what. She still loved us. May not have liked us very well, but she always loved us unconditionally. And by loving us, she taught us how to love others. You know, I look back on my mom, and she raised 8 kids. And I look back and wonder how she did it. Because we didn't make a whole lot of money. And mom, she did some things here and there, worked here and there a little bit. But for the most part, she stayed home to take care of the kids. And so there's a lot of times she did without. I remember one time somebody bought her a new coat because they had noticed that her coat, her winter coat, it was just inside with just rags. It really was, just all torn and stuff. And she'd had that coat for probably 15, 20 years and just to continue to wear it. Why? Because she felt it was more important that her kids have warm coats than herself. And so she did without a lot of things. And I appreciate that so very much. And you all know your moms did the same thing. And I did like that other one Mike said about the mom's backbones being bending over backwards. Yeah, we know that. And she taught us how to love. And so we honor our mothers, our moms, for loving us. And then we honor our mothers for giving us life lessons. Life lessons. Someone shared these things their mother taught them. He said, "My mother taught me religion. You better pray that that will come out of the carpet." Mother taught me time travel. If you don't straighten up, I'm going to knock you into the middle of next week. Mother taught us logic. Because I said so. That's why. You know, that's one of those things I said I was never going to say to my kids. I said it. But anyhow. My mother taught me more logic. If you fall off that swing and break your neck, you're not going to the store with me. Mother taught me foresight. Make sure you wear clean underwear in case you're in an accident. Mother taught me irony. Irony, not ironing. Well, my mother did teach me ironing, too. That's a little side thing because, yeah, when I went to college, my mom decided I needed an ironing board. And that was fun going in as a freshman guy carrying in an ironing board. So, but anyhow. But here's the thing. Everybody came to me when they needed to iron their clothes. But mother taught me irony. Keep crying and I'll give you something to cry about. We've all heard that, haven't we? Mother taught me about the science of osmosis. Shut your mouth and eat your supper. Think about that for a moment. Mother taught me about contortionism. Will you look at the dirt on the back of your neck? She taught me about stamina. You will sit there until all that spinach is gone. Oh, goodness. Mother taught me about weather. This room of yours looks like a tornado went through it. Mother taught me about anticipation. Just wait until your father gets home. Mother taught me about medical science. If you don't stop crossing your eyes, they're going to stick that way. And mother taught me humor. When that lawnmower cuts off your toes, don't come running to me. And she taught me genetics. You're just like your father. And she also taught me about wisdom. When you get my age, you'll understand. And the favorite, my mother taught me about justice. One day you'll have kids, and I hope they turn out just like you. But really, moms do teach us a lot of important things. Probably your mom taught you how to tie your shoes. Probably taught you how to count to 10. She taught you how to speak English or some variation of it. Your mom taught you to sing. Your mom probably taught you how to take care of yourself, how to brush your teeth, how to comb your hair, how to take a bath, how to take a shower, how to wash your clothes, how to iron. And they teach us quite a bit. And so we honor our mothers for teaching us. And we honor her for giving us liberty. There came a day when she had to let us go. First day of school. First time spending the night at a friend's house. First time we took the car out by ourselves. And the last time we left home to go to college, to go live in another city, to marry and move away. And so she taught us about liberty, and we honor her for giving us freedom. And we honor her for giving us a legacy. A legacy is something that's handed down. And she taught us things that her mother taught her. You probably have heard this story before about the woman who one day she was getting ready to cook a ham. And her daughter was there watching. And she cuts off the end of the ham. And she puts the ham in and takes the end and sticks it on the side beside the ham. And her daughter says, "Mom, why did you cut off the end of the ham like that?" She goes, "I don't know. It's just the way that my mom did it." She goes, "I'll have to ask your grandma." So she goes and talks to her mom. She goes, "Mom, why do we cut off the end of the ham and then put it in the pan, put it beside it?" And she said, I don't know. It's just the way that my mom did. I'll have to go and ask her." And so she went to the woman's mother, her grandmother, the little girl's great-grandmother. And she goes, "Mom, why did you put the ham in there and then cut off the end and then put it on beside it?" And her mom said, "Well, my pan was too small. I had to cut it and put it inside there." So anyhow, sometimes we learn things, you know, and then we carry them on, sometimes not even knowing why we do it. But we do things a certain way, and there's this legacy that we learn from the things they teach us that have been kind of handed down that are all about us. And so we do those things. And there are recipes, there are actions, there are things that we do because our mom taught us, because her mom taught her, because her mom taught her. And it comes down, and so there is a legacy. And so there are stories that were told of our grandparents, especially if we didn't know our grandparents. You know, our son Trent, he never knew his grandparents on Karen's side. They were had both gone, and so all he knows is the stories that Karen tells him. And so we pass those stories on, the history of family and such. And so we honor our mothers for giving us a legacy, something to hand on and pass on to our children, and hopefully they'll pass it on to their children. Proverbs 31:28 says, "Her children arise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her." You see, when a mother does those things, when she gives us life, when she loves us, when she teaches us, when she gives us freedom, when she gives us a legacy, we praise her. We honor her for what she's done. Why? Because a good mom reflects Jesus. You see, Jesus, he gave us life. He gives us love. He teaches us how to live. He gives us liberty. He frees us from our sin. And he gives us a legacy, an inheritance of eternal life. And so we honor our moms because a good mom reflects Jesus. And that's the greatest legacy that our moms can give us, and that any mom can give their children, is to know Jesus, to show Jesus not just through what they say and just by taking them to church, but by showing them Jesus by the things that she does, by how she lives her life, by how she follows Jesus every day, how she denies herself and takes up her cross and follows Jesus. That's the best mom there is. And that's what we need from all of our moms. And so we encourage you to be that type of mom. And I hope you had one like that, or have one. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for being with us this morning. And today, as we honor moms, may we realize that it is a blessing that to have a good mom, to have someone who cared about us, someone who loved us in spite of ourselves, even when we failed her, even when we disobeyed, even when we made a mess of things. She was always there, always there. And thank you for moms who listened to us and put their arm around us when we were struggling, Father. For moms who taught us how to get through this life, how to do the things that we need to do. A mom who gave us liberty, who gave us that freedom to go out and learn on our own sometimes, even though we were going to make mistakes, and be able to come home and she would still be there for us and help us and support us even through those times where we failed. And Father, thank you for a mom who gave us a legacy, especially those moms who taught us to know Jesus and was an example of who Jesus is through all that they did. Thank you, Father, for them. And so today I ask you to bless all the moms who are here. Let them know how much you love them, and let them know what an important part of their family they are. And not just their blood family, Father, but what an important part of our church family here they are, that we need them and we love them. And we are so thankful for all that they do for us right here. Thank you, Father, for all the moms. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.